The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Bava Metzi'ah Daf Tet. Today's daf is being studied. Le'anu Neshmat Malat Zekenati Yafa Bat Sara. Rabbi Abraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tani Hamad Ben Yeraidel Amen. We begin today's daf on Daf Tet. And we are at the Tashema, it's right across from the Tosafot, Ihechel le'arbinu ve'letninu. So the Gemara begins, Tashema, Echad rachuv hamor, ve'echad tafus b'mosira. We're in the sugya over here, is rachuv kone or not? We learned in yesterday's daf that we had a shitav Rabbi Yehuda. He said, the rachuv is not koneh. The guy's sitting on the animal. That's not a kinyan. Gemarov is going to bring a ra'aya now that rachuv indeed is koneh. So the ra'aya is tashema, coming from a braita. Echad rachuv hamor. So one guy is riding on a hamor. It's hamor hefker. Echad tafus b'mosira. And another guy is holding on to the mosira, to the reins. Each one has kavanat to be koneh the animal. One guy by holding on to the reins, one guy by being ruchev, riding it. So it says, zekana hamor, vezekana mosira. So each guy is koneh whatever he's doing. The guy that's riding the animal or sitting on it is koneh the hamor. The guy that's holding the reins is koneh the mosira. Shema minna. So what do you learn from here? Rachuv kane. Rachuv is kone. It's kone the hamor. Right? So the Gemara says, as she says, Echad tafus b'mosira ve'eno manhig. He's not being noheg the actual animal. He's not leading the animal. He's just holding on to the mosira. Shema minna, rachuv kane. So as she says, Shelo b'mkom manhig. Right, you see a case where you have a rochev and there's nobody being manhig, rachuv alone basically, it's koneh. They came on the shelo b'mkom manhig kaneh, kuleh b'mkom manhig palge. So the Rashi says a chedush over here. The Rishonim struggle to understand what he's talking about. He says, v'chev on shelo b'mkom manhig kaneh kuleh, since the rochev would be koneh alone if there wasn't a manhig, b'mkom manhig palge. So if there was a manhig, then he'd split it. Even though on yesterday's daf, that was a safek. The Gemara had a question, what's stronger? When you have a noheg and you have a rochev, adrabah, the Gemara left off in a question. The Gemara was mashma that rochev is not koneh, even in a place where there's a manhig. And here she's saying, if you're going to say rochev is koneh, rochev will be koneh even in a place where there's a noheg. So, could be that she doesn't, obviously is not going with that earlier maskana. He says here, where they asked this question, V'kshuri shonim, sh'debarav hefek ha-gemara le'el, sh'amar sh'af im rachuv lebad koneh, even if you say rochev is koneh, there's another question, rochev in a place where it's, where there's a manhig. Yitachet sh'mekom manhig eno koneh. ופרשו התוספות, הראש, שרשי סובש שרק בהווה אמינה, סבר רבי יהודה לומר כן. שהיה רבי יהודה סד לומר שכך סובש שמואל שרחוב לבד קונה, ואילו מקום מנהיג אינו קונה. אבל למסקנה, שפשט שפלו רוכב לבד אינו קונה, לא נאמר עוד שיש מקום לחלק בין רחוב לבד לבין רחוב במקום מנהיג. אלא אם רחוב קונה, הוא עדיד שקונה במקום מנהיג. Which means, רבי יהודה held Rochev is not koneh. So Rochev is not koneh, so therefore he had a question, what about Rochev b'mkom manhig? But if you would hold Rochev is koneh, then there's no chaluk. Rochev would be koneh, ben alone, ben aide manhig. That's the way that she's coming out at least. In any event, what's this case? This case is no manhig anyway. This case of Estam is one guy holding on to the reins, Mosera, and the guy sitting on the animal. So the Gemara says, he says koneh respectively what he was doing. This guy's koneh the hamor, this guy's koneh the reins. Gemara says, "Hachanamim b'manhig b'raglav." Oh, like we answered on yesterday's daf. No, you have no raya. He's not a regular rochev. He's a rochev, but he's kicking the animal with his legs, causing the animal to move, which is like a manhig, which is causing the animal to make meshicha on the animal by kicking it. Yache nikne namer achuv b'mosera. Well, if he's kicking the animal, so he should be kone, not only the animal, but whatever's on the animal. The mosera as well. And she says, shebirosh hamor, shoot takshit the hamor, v'kahamor dame. Which means, once already you're koneing the hamor, through hanhagah, rechiba, with kicking, so you should be kone all the parts of the animal. Not only the animal, you should be kone the reins, that is the mosera that's sitting on the head of the animal. The Gemara says, you're right. Ema ze kana hamor v'hatzi mosera, v'ze kana hatzi mosera. You're right. The guy gets the hamor, plus the mosera, it's sitting on the animal's head. And the other guy that's holding the mosera gets half of the mosera himself. So the Gemara says, Bishlama rachuv kane. Rachuv, I understand, could be kone. Dekamagbale ben da'at. Which means the rachuv is holding on to the reins, so he's a ben da'at, as she says, matzit lemamar dekana bagbat havero, ashegbi aroshu ashinim in akarka dekamek bela ben da'at. We learned on yesterday's daf, to be kone something, let's say hefker, a mitzi'ah, let's say, so when you pick up the item from hefker, you need to pick up the whole item. So, I understand how the rochev is picking up the whole reins, because he's picking up whatever he's picking up, and he has the other guy holding on to the other part of the reins. And we learned that when a ben da'at picks up a mitzi'ah, we can say that he's zocheh for himself, and he's zocheh for his friend. So therefore, it's like the whole reins, the whole mosira is lifted. What he's lifting, plus what the ben da'at is lifting. Which means, if there was nobody lifting the reins on the other side, so it would be considered on the floor. So whatever the guy's holding on to would be nothing, because you cannot make a kinyan unless you pick up the whole of the item. So that she's, the Gemara says, the rochev, I understand why he's kone the mosera. Because whatever he's holding on to, plus you have the other guy holding on to as well. So therefore you have a ben da'at, that's magbiya. The Gemara is going to right away ask, what are you talking about? This guy, the guy that's holding on to the Mosera, is not having kavanah for the guy in the Hamor. He's holding it for himself. He's not having kavanah. It's not like there was a joint effort over here. The Gemara is assuming at this point over here, no, he's picking it up for himself and for his friend. So therefore, he has the Rochev has a kinyan in what he's holding and what's being picked up by the other guy. So therefore, it should work. That's why it works. However, Ela Tafus be Mosera. But the guy who's tofes b'mosera, who's holding the reins itself, with what is b'kone, and she says, palga, how is he kone hef? V'alo rosha shini munach b'mkomo. Ah, the second half is lying on the animal. V'agbat efker lo kanya ad da'akal lekule. Which means, legabe, this guy that's kicking the animal, so he's kone the animal and whatever's on the head, let's say. The reins that sit on the head. So that's Kasri's konet. Plus, to start off what the other guy's holding, so it's like he's picking up the whole thing. Masha'en Ken, the guy who's picking up the reins, he's only holding half of it, and the other one is just sitting on the animal's head. So he didn't lift the whole from Hefker. So Gemara says, you're right. Ema ze kana hamor de kule mosera, veze kana mashetafuz biyado. You're right. The guy that's riding the donkey is kone the whole hamor and the whole mosera. And the guy that's holding the mosera is only kone whatever's in his hands. And we know whatever's in his hands, we look at it as if it's cut off. So therefore, that's it. We cut whatever's in his hands off. That's it. He gets what he's holding. He cannot be kone more than that. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Hi, Mike. There's no sevara. The sevara doesn't make sense what you're saying. The Gemara asks this obvious question. What are you implying? A Sevara doesn't apply over here. When do we say that I could be koneh something with somebody else's hakbaha? That's when I'm lifting part of it, and the other guy's lifting the other half. Is everything coming out to be lifted for me as well? Oh, so I can say, since he's koneh himself, so he's also makneh in his chelek to the other guy, therefore it's considered that he lifted it up for both of us. But in this case over here, each guy's for himself. Adrabah, the guy you tell me who holds the mosera, he's not koneh for himself even. But he's going to makneh it to somebody else? Yeah. Just do that. So therefore, your sevarah to say that the guy that's riding is koneh the mosera based on his kicking, which is koneh, the hamor plus whatever's part of the hamor plus the hagbah of the other guy. That guy's not having kavanah to be makneh it to the guy on the donkey. You're right. Change that. Change the bottom line version. Zekana hamor ubet fagya. וזה קנה מה שתפוס בידו השעה לא קנה לא זה ולא זה. You're right. The guy on the חמור is just קונה the חמור and בית פגיה. בית פגיה is מה שבראש החמור. The accessory of the חמור. Because when you קונה החמור, you קונה the חמור plus its accessory. That's the reins that are sitting on the head of the animal, whatever it is. And the guy off the animal is just קונה whatever it is in his hands. The rest of the מוסרה, לא זה ולא זה. It still remains הפקר. Which means this guy cannot be koneh because he's not holding on to it. It's like it's on the floor. The other guy that's holding on to it itself can only be koneh what's in his hands because he's not holding on to the other half. Therefore, it's in limbo. So the guy that whatever he's holding on to, we cut it off like. So if it's whatever's in his hands. The guy that koneh the hamur is koneh the hamur plus his accessory. What's his accessory? Whatever's lying on the head of the hamur. And the rest of the reins are considered hefker, meaning a third guy technically can come and pick it up and he can be koneh as well. That's what the Gemara concludes. In any event, the Gemara is still trying to prove that Rochev is Koneh. We're having a controversy here with the reins, but the Kinyan of Rechiva, the Gemara is saying yes. Rabbi Abu has a different pshat here. Rabbi Abu Amar Le'olam Kediktani. Go back to the original text. Zekana Hamor. Like we learned originally. This guy gets the hamor because of the rechiva, and this guy that's holding the mosera is called the mosera. Le'olam kedektani. Hu'il v'yachol l'nateqa ul'habi'a eslo. He says, since the reason why the guy's koneh the mosera, he's holding the mosera, right? Because he could just pull it and pull the whole thing to him. So since he could pull the whole thing to him, he's gonna eat. We had a question. We said, what do you mean? It's lying on the hamor. He's not holding the whole thing. Ah, but if he just tug it, the whole thing would go to him. That's considered a kinanashi. Ho'il v'yakol atafus b'mosera le'moshko b'kawach v'yinatek merosh hamor. Right? It would cut off the hamor's head. I don't mean cut the hamor's head off. I mean it would pull from the hamor's head, pull off it, v'yibi inu it, so it would come to him. V'yib v'rosh ha-hamor gavawa, no'ach l'avyo isto b'netika achat. Since the hamor's head is high, so this guy's holding the mosera, he's like on equal level, right? I'm holding the mosera like this, right? And the hamor's head is high, so all I have to go is just tug it, and it'll come right off. So therefore he's going in. So the Gemara says, no. V'had Rabbi Abu Barutahi. Barutahi, as she says, is a Rashi. Da'afagav di'achol natek lav hagbahahi. What's the word Barutahi exactly? Outside, by the way. Barra. It's outside. It's like Hitzoni. Da'at Hitzoni. Well, because basically what he's saying is that since it's on, when I'm making hagbaha over here on the Mosera, and it's on the same level as the head is also raised. So just by pulling like this, it's considered like a hagbaha on the whole. The kshia. I didn't even do that. That's considered as if I was magbia the whole thing. Think about us. No, we don't like that. Because if you're gonna subscribe to Rabbi Abu, you'll have a very funny case. What's gonna come out? Okay, you have a talit. Hatsia al gabe karka, right? Half of it's on the ground, half of it's on the amud, right? Like this. It's on the ground, half of it's on the amud. So a guy went like this now. He lifted the pot that's according to the karka. Now according to the babu, you could hear the whole thing. Because bottom line, all you have to do is tug it. And bottom line, you're on the same plane. Right? Oh, and another guy came and lifted the pot that's on the amud. I'm going to tell me the first guy was kone immediately. Because once he lifted it up, to the plane, to the amud. So now go with the sivra of Hu'il v'yachol natekan. The second guy, you tell me he's not koneh anything. Hu'il v'yachol natek would be etzlo. We haven't seen that. We've seen till now that two guys pick up a talit yachloku. We didn't see that if the first guy picked it up and elevated it to the amud. But he's koneh alone because yachol nateko. We always just saw shnayim mu'azim et talit zeomer finished. Whatever, yahloku. We didn't see this chiluk. Elahad Rabbi Abu Barutahi. Elah must be, it's an external, it's outside the Sevara. Look at that sheet. Long that sheet here. Hachan Amed the Kamakane. You can tell me only the first guy's kone. The Mechi Agbehe. Kanya Kula Meshub Diachol in a Teka. Imken Yesh Chiluk Beshnaim Shigbiu Metziah. Zemikan the Zemikan, Bemakom Gavol, Bemakom Namuch. The Echad, the Shnera Shemunahim Bekarka, Enag Bad Shil Rishon, Kone Kulash, En Yakona Tikola Biotso, Metokshu Aroch, Munah Bekarka, Kolmashuno Tekumoshu Harav Negrar, Waga Bekarka. Which means, when it's on the floor, and he's Gorer, what ends up happening, he's just dragging it on the floor. The difference over here, when it's up, when you're being Notek, it's you're Notek in the air. That's quote Rabbi Abu. That's the haluk that he's making. The echad the echad menashe gavoa kikom berosh hachamor or agbe amud the megbiat terler rosh agbe karka kone kula. V'aralo ashkahan taradim aplik. But we haven't found the tana that makes the haluk of a talit that's on a amud or talit that's on a ground. Either way, we say both guys picked it up. They're both kone half. Now you tell me no. The guy that picked up the one on the ground first is kone because he could be notek menatek. We didn't see that sevara. Tashema. Bi Eliezer Omer. The Bi Eliezer comes along and says, Rachuv Besede, Umanhig Ba'ir, Kana. So you see two things over here. Number one, that Rochev is Kone. Against Rabbi Yehuda. So then, Braita, Rochev, Kone. But now I'm telling you, Nu Hadushime. Till now we learned is kinyanim, but now we learned that certain kinyanim only work in certain places. Rechiva only works in the sadeh. And hanaga, drawing the animal, only works in the ayir. So rachuv v'sadeh. Umanig ba'ir kana. Eshi. Rachuv v'sadeh. Be'ma shel metzi'ah. You found a metzi'ah, you found an animal. Kone. Aba lo ba'ir. But riding in the city, will not be koneh. Manhig af ba'ir kana. Oh, manhig works even in the city. Oh, so in the field, you do anything. The field, the chiva and halaga works. Bottom line, you see that rechuv works. So it's against the biyuda. Same case. It's talking about, we're not just sitting on the animal, and the animal's moving a little. He's actually kicking the animal, so that's like hanaga. What's hanaga? Hanaga is taking a stick and hitting the back of the animal, the animal's moving. Similarly, sitting on the animal and kicking it with your legs is like hanaga. So you have no ra'aya of rechiva alone. Hainu manig. So then that's hanaga then. So what are you telling me? Rochev basadeh manig ba'ir. Tegetre gavneh manig. There's two types of being manig the animal. Yache rachuv ba'ir. So why is Rachuv in the city not Koneh? Which means if you tell me Hanhaga in the city works, and you tell me that this is a Hanhaga when the guy's sitting on him and kicking it, so why shouldn't it work in the city? Not the derech for people to ride animals in the city. And she says, Mishum Sni'uta. Seems in the city they walk their animals. But they don't I guess it's like a brazenness to ride an animal when there's a lot of people in the city. You walk your animals in the city where there's a lot of people. So therefore, interesting thing we're seeing over here. Now, a kinyan is not an automatic. I would have said, what's the difference? Kinyan is a kinyan. Say, no, it depends where you are. But bottom line, you have no idea from this brayta, because I can say this brayta is talking about waking. Is it the derech to pick up wallets on Shabbat? No. So you're going to tell me now a guy picks up a wallet on Shabbat. He's not kone, because not the derech? Bottom line, if you made the kinyan, what do I care, derech, not derech? I made mishicha, I picked up the wallet. Tell me, no, people don't pick up wallets on Shabbat, I'm not kone. Ela, my de avad, v'kane. Ela, what do you say? Even though it's not the derech to pick up wallets on Shabbat, he did it. He's kone. Hakaname, my de avad, avad v'kane. So the same thing. You're right. If a guy in the city, it's not the derech to ride. But if he rode, he should be kone. Can I make a chiluk? So you're right. Ela, b'mekach, o b'mkar askina. We're talking about a transaction. Da'amale, kane kederek shebine adam konim. Oh, like you made a stipulation. Guy is selling a guy a hamor. He says, listen, I'm selling you the hamor, he pays him. He says, go make a kinyan, like the normal way people make a kinyan. What did he do? He jumped on it, and he wrote it in the city. No kinyan. That's what he stipulated in a kinyan, that I'm only being makneh to you, if you connect on the way that normal people do, then everybody can make the haluk. But on mitziah, he can make haluk. Since I made the kinyan, machpat if it's the derech or not the derech. Yeah. Gemara says, "Ve'irishu tarabim hu kane." Now the Gemara goes into other situations where rochev would be kone in the city, because he told them be kone in the normal derech. So in the city itself, it's not the derech to be rochev. However, v'idish shuta rabimu kani. That she says, ba'ir the derech lirkov sham v'lo danhig. Ben yifsku ovrei derechim b'no leben behemto. In the shuta rabim area, a guy doesn't lead his animal because he's worried that people might cross by him and separate him from his animal. Yeah. That's where there's a lot of people. So therefore, in the shuta rabim is the derech to ride. The Adam Hashuv hu kane. It seems Adam Hashuv, even in a city, he rides. So that's the derech as well. And she says, En darko lanhig behema beraglav. He doesn't walk. No, he doesn't walk. The derech kavod derkov aleha. Af besimta. Wow. Even in the city, meaning even in the side streets, Shem bin Adam Sham, where there's no people there. Adam Hashuv, anyway. The Iishai kanya. And she says, "V'chen isha she'em b'koach le'echoz behema pintin atikem minna." She doesn't have strength to pull the animal, the lady, because maybe the animal will break away. So she also has a derech to ride. V'in zilahu kane. And if he's a type of guy that he's mezalzel with himself, meaning he's a yeah, no self-respect. That she says, average guy. She darkol lirkov lefne kol. He don't care. He has no tzidiut, basically. At belod dohak. He don't care. Even if there's no people, even if it's not a shoot to the beam, the guy's like a brazen guy. The fish erot sanua. Aval. So who's the guy that we're talking about? So very limited the case here. Aval Adam Benoni, kegon she'eno hashuv. Aval Adam Benoni, kegon she'eno hashuv ve'osher. Ay, he's not rich. Ve'eno bosh todik be'ma beraglav. He's not embarrassed to be
leading his feet.
To walk an animal. Ve'en darkol lirkov besimta ba'ir mishum tzini'ut. So it is his derek to ride the animal. So he's kone even on a side street.
He does these things.
He does these things. That's in his zilau. Okay, so the Bright is really talking about Adam Benoni. Yeah, she'enu hashuv mahmat osher. So he's not embarrassed to walk on his legs. So that's the guy we're talking about. That's the guy that's not calling on lachu. But Isha, Hashuv, Zida, those guys are Kohanim. Okay. Comes the Gemara and continues. Ba'ir bi el azar. Ha'omer l'chavero, meshoch behema zu, liknot kelim she'alav mahu. Oh. So what did he tell him? That she, b'mekah u'memkar. ומוכר לו את הכלים ולא את הבהמה. משיכה לכלים, 100%. But he is not making משיכה לכלים. The כלים are on the animal's back. Yeah. So he tells the guy, make משיכה on the animal to be קונה the כלים. The שאלה is the משיכה of the animal consider a משיכה of the כלים? He's not being קונה the animal.
Agav?
Well, it's not agav, because you're not really קונה the animal. שאלה is, does this משיכה
work for the
Kelim that are on top of the animal. Right, so the Gemara says, now, מי מהן משיכה דבהמה לקנות כלים? Do we say the משיכה of the animal is valid לגבי the כלים? Or לא? Or maybe we say, no. That's the Gemara's question. Gemara says, Amarava, he amar lekane behema vekane kelim. Mikane kelim. If he would have told him, be kone the behema, and be kone the kelim, would he be kone the kelim?
Yes.
Rashi says, משוק בהמה זו על מנת לקנות כלים שעליה במקה וממכר הוא מוכר לו את הכלים ולא את הבהמה לקנות מי כמה לקנה כן אמר הבא אם אמר לקנה בהמה וקנה כלים he told them buy it קנה buy the בהמה buy the כלים מי קנה כלים as he קונה that she says לקנות משמע אתה התכוון לקנות, אני איני מקנה לך. אז רבה אז bothered by the lashon of kene. Meaning if you're telling a guy, buy it, it's mashma, you're not being מקנה it to him. It's like you're not having כוונה to be מקנה, you're just telling the guy, kene, לכאורה, רשי says, מי קנה כלים במשיכה דבהמה, עם הבהמה? Which means even if you were being מקנה דבהמה, even if you were telling him, "Mi kone the behema with the kelim on it," but by using the word kene, that's not a good language. The medeka mebaya lam bemocher kelim belo behema, mechlal the bemocher shenehem pshita lach the makni behema kane kelim veshutrat chaser. The kaima lan chatzero shel adam kone lo o behemto chatzero, which means it's master from the way you're asking a question. Is only in a case where you're saying kone the kelim without the behema. So you have a shayla, am I kone the kelim to the meshikha of the behema or not? Mashma what? But if you were to say be kone the kelim and the behema, it's mashma that you would have no problem.
Sure.
And it would be a kinyan. Mita'am kinyan hasir. What's kinyan hasir? Whatever's in my hasir, when I'm kone the chaser, I'm kone everything that's in the chaser as well.
Animals.
The animal is considered a chaser. It's a chaser, it's like my courtyard. Therefore, when I'm kone the animal, I'm kone everything that's on the animal. So the Gemara says, Amar Abba, im amar la kene behema ukne kelim, mi kane kelim, what's the problem? Not because of the word kene. Chaser mehalecheti, ve'aser mehalechet lo kana. We have a rule. A moving chaser is not kone. The only time a chaser is kone for a person if it's stationary. So the Rabbi just asking a side question. Rabbi saying, listen, I'm making a deduke on your question. You're only asking the gabeh, making a meshikha an animal that I'm not being kone the animal. So does the meshikha of the animal be kone the kelim that's on top? Mashma, that if the guy told him, be kone the animal and the kelim, he would be kone. Mita'am what? So he's saying, mita'am the chaser, that this is considered a chaser, right? This animal over here. And whatever's on top of the animal is my chaser. What do you mean? It's a chaser a mehalechet. It's a movable chaser. Oh, so you tell me, no. It's talking about where it stopped. Where the hamor stopped. The animal stopped. So therefore it's aseh that is stationary. We have a rule. If it can move, even though it stopped, it's still considered haser hamehalechet. Belcheta bechefuta. So the only case you can make is talking about where it was tied up. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Hatzero shel adam konelo ubehemto kehatzero." והחצר מהלכת הוא. והחצר מהלכת לא שם, דחיל את רבי, מי ממסר תבשר בידו, גגו חסרו וכרפיפו. Where do we learn חסר from? גג, חצר, כרפיף, all these items are stationary. את רבי, they don't need, they don't move. ואני משתמר. וחיתם, כשעמדה, לאחר שעקרה ידיו ורגליו ונקניתו הבהמה, if you were קונה את הבהמה במשיכה, the animal stopped. So now you want to connect the kelim on top of it because now it's a chatzer that is stationary. So the Gemara says it doesn't work because if it move, it can move even when it stops. It's considered still a chatzer hamalechet, which means a chatzer is not even ra'ui to move. This is ra'ui to move. So therefore, it's not going to work. So the Rashi says b'hilcheta had pashtel ledichi amal lekane behema vekane kelim kane bechefuta. The reason why I didn't have a question by the case of Kane Behema and Kane Kenim, because he was talking about an animal that was tied up. So if the animal, he was Kone the animal, and then the animal got tied up, and at that point it's Haseh, it's Kone. Had the Pshita Dumya the Hatsiru the Kane, the Kone Kadam Nim Gemara, the Hamar Ava, Koshid Malek, the Kane. Okay, fine. So come to Gemara and says, Amru Lera Papa, the Rabuna, Bered Rabbi Yeshua, the Rabba. In a me'ata, ayam me'alech b'sfina. The guy's riding on a boat. Ve'kafsu dagim. Fish jumped onto the boat. Ve'naftu l'tokha sfina. Hachan amed ha'chaser me'alecheti. Ve'lo kane. You can tell me, well, boat is a moving chaser. So you can tell me that the guy on the boat is not kone. Somebody else could take the fish. Amar le sfina me'nach necha. U'mayahu dekam memtela. The boat is stationary. It's the water that's moving. The water under it causes the boat to move. And therefore we look at the boat as minach nayeh. It's just sitting on the water. And the water is actually causing the boat to move.
My motorboat would be different.
Maybe. Right, that could be different. That you're thrusting the boat. But here it's the water that's causing it to move. הייתה מהלכת בשוט הרבים. אולי היא זרוקת בשוט הרבים. וזרק לגט לתוך חיקה או לתוך קלטה. It got to the get and it landed in a basket. She had a basket on her. She was walking, but it landed in the basket. You're going to tell me now, הכנה מדלה מגרשה? You're going to tell me it's not a get? Because she threw it into חצר. The basket is like her חצר, but it's moving. So you tell me it's not a get? אמלה קלטה מנח נייחה. Again, the basket itself doesn't move. The basket itself is considered stationary. She's walking. She's moving, but she's not the hased. The hased is the basket. The basket is actually stationary. It doesn't have any movement. It's just under the lady under it is moving. So therefore it's considered hased, and therefore it can be koneh. She says, kalata. Actually, that's a basket on her head. Sal sha'al rosha. שנותנת בה כלי מלאכתה ותביא שלה. She puts all her, like, you know, utensils there. הכנה מדלה וגיטה. So yeah, maybe it's not a get. That she says, no, we know, it says in the Gemara Gittin, זרק לה גיטה לתוך חלקה, לתוך קלטה, הרי זה מגורשת. הארץ החצר המהלכת. No, the item is stationary, and you're putting the...
Intrinsically, the item is stationary.
Okay, let's just read the Mishnah. היה רוכב אגבי בהמה. Guy's riding on an animal. He sees a metziah. He tells his friend, do me a favor. Tenali. Can you give me that item, please? Untala. So the guy picked it up. And he said, you know what? I want it. The one else, Mishnah says, Zachaba. It's it. He doesn't give it to the rider. Amar ani zechiti ba techida. But if he gave it to the rider, and then he says, "Hey, I was okay first on it," lo amar kilum. Rashi, lo amar kilum. Da'afilu amra magbiya mitzia lechavero, lo kana chavero. Which means, even if you want to say a magbiya mitzia lechavero, if you're picking up a mitzia for your friend, lo kana chavero. Because we'll say, like we said earlier, that if I pick it up for somebody else, it doesn't work, even though we have a general rule of Zachin Adam, but when somebody else is going to be affected negatively, like in the case where I'm picking up a mitzvah for somebody else, but you're hurting somebody else, Havin is a Havla Harini, because somebody else could have picked it up for himself. But once he gives it to him, Kanya Mimanavshach. Mimanavshach, I Kanya Kama. Which means, either the first guy that was kunef for himself, once he gives it to him, he gave it to him as a matana. And if the first guy didn't have kavanah even for himself, so when he gave it to him, he was still considered hefker. So he got down. Right? Which means, if I picked it up for myself, so I'm putting it myself, then I gave it to him. That's a matana. So if I give it to him, I can say, oh no, by the way, I want it. What do you mean? You gave it to me as a matana, no backsies. Or you're going to come along and say now, that what? If I didn't pick it up for myself, and I picked it up for him, even though picking it up for somebody else, at this point, he's not kone, but once I give it to him, so at that point, he's like, it's okay from hifkir. So therefore, that's the din of the Mishnah. Baruch Adonai Le'olam.